Today's daf is Nazir, daf Yud Zayin, Nazir 17. And we are on Tes Zayin, Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom, six lines up from the bottom, by the Eisvei. So we just had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What exactly is the pshat of the Mishnah? The Mishnah has said that if somebody accepts to be a Nazir while they're in a cemetery, Misha Nazir v'hu b'beis hakfaros, so what is the halacha? The halacha is something the Mishnah sounds like, Mishnah says explicitly at least, that those days don't count towards the Naziris, in Ol and Loban Aminyan. And also the Mishnah says that you don't bring a Karban Tumah, because a Karban Tumah of the Torah, the Karbanos, the set of Karbanos that are brought by a Nazir when he becomes Tameh, is only if he starts out Tahar and then he becomes Tameh. But the Mishnah is v'chadesh that if he starts out Tameh when he becomes a Nazir, so then you don't breathe the Karbanos of Tumah. The question is, how far does that Mishnah go? What does the Mishnah mean? That it doesn't count for the days of Naziris and you don't bring a Karban Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's limited. That's all that the limit is. He is a Nazir. Naziris Chala Alav, says Rabbi Yochanan, but they don't count for these days, and he doesn't bring the Karbanos for a Nazir Tameh. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's a very limited law. Reish Lakish says, no, those halachos are reflecting that he's not a Nazir yet. That's Reish Lakish's understanding of the Mishnah. A Nazir is Chala Alav. This is all the first, and the Gemara explains, this is a Havamina, as we'll see today. The Havamina is that Rabbi Yochanan holds, what does it mean Nazir is Chala Alav? It's mitzvatala, it's hanging in the balance, and therefore once it has place to be chal, it's chal, and there might even be nafkaminas of Naziris right now. The Gemara's nafkamina, as we mentioned, was, well, does there have to be another Kabbalah on his way out? Is there a serious Kabbalah needed or not? Rabbi Yochanan said no, because he's already a Nazir. Mashiach Reish Lakish would say yes, at least some type of Kabbalah. Maybe it's not a full Kabbalah, maybe it's just acting like a Nazir. The Meiri said v'chulu. That was the one nafkamina. The other nafkamina might be Malkus, as was mentioned in Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Rabbi Yochanan, whether he would get Malkus for Tiglachas, for Shtiyas Yayin, v'chulu. We will see that version of the Machlokes is really a Havamina. It's going to change today. But the Gemara asked a couple of questions on Reish Lakish. We did the first one yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish from our Mishnah how to understand it, and now we're up to the second one. Eisvei, six lines up, asks Rabbi Yochanan from the Tosefta, Misha haya Tameh v'nazar, somebody who was Tameh, as we said yesterday. The same halacha would apply if he accepts to be a Nazir when he is in a Beis HaKvaris, or if he's Tameh. So Misha Yatameh V'Nazar, Aser L'Galeach V'Lishtos Yayin V'Litameh L'Mesim. Even though he's Tameh, he's Aser to get a haircut, or to drink wine or wine products, V'Litameh L'Mesim. V'Im Gilach V'Shasa Yayin V'Litameh L'Mesim HaRezeh Sovek Eser Abam. And if he did, so then he will have to get Malkus. Sovek Eser, literally absorb Malkus, absorb the 40 lashes. So again, ask the Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to say it is chal somewhat, then there's something to talk about. That's why we could say that if somebody was Tameh, he could still get Malkus for Isurim of Naziris. That makes sense, Rabbi Yochanan, if I'm right. If there is some type of Naziris already. What type of Malkus are we talking about if he's not a Nazir yet? If he has to re-accept it on his way out? So the Gemara says, Hachav Mayaskinan, you have to add in an important detail that the Tosefta doesn't mention. Hachav Mayaskinan, biyotzi v'nichnas. The case of the Tosefta is where he went out, that he became Tahar, and he got sprinkled on day 3 and day 7 with the ashes of the Paraduma, and he went to the mikvah, and then he went back in, meaning he became Tahar. And that is the case according to Reish Lakish. So what's the Chiddush then of the Tosefta? So Tosefta has two suggestions. Tosfos says, Chiddush number one is, even though he didn't say a full Kabbalah again, he just said, Yachul alai, first day of Tosfos. V'hakamashlan, third line, Hahi braisa, di'avagav delo hadar v'amar harini nazir, he didn't have a full Kabbalah, ela amar yachul alai nazirus, t'havi nazir v'laki, like was said before. Chiddush number one is maybe the Chiddush is even without a complete Kabbalah. Chiddush number two, says Tosfos, interesting. Inami Yesh Lomar, he's not a Nazir. You know what the Chiddush is? He has to accept to be a Nazir. Because he did it. He accepted at a time when it didn't work. Halacha encourages and even demands that he should accept to be a Nazir again. Demiyad kishayitar mutal alav l'kabal Nazirus. Miyad v'over v'bal ta'acher. Im einu Nazir miyad. An amazing Chiddush. He's not a Nazir now. So he tried to be a Nazir and it didn't work, according to Reish Lakish. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that he needs to re-accept to be a Nazir, because he tried, it didn't work. Right? Other times you might have said that when it didn't work, it didn't work, okay? But that's the Chiddush, says Tosfos, of the Braisa, that he has to re-accept. The Mefarish on top has a third daya, what the Chiddush of the Braisa is. Maybe the Chiddush is going against Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, who says Lobo Bayom, meaning day 7 of the Tara cannot count. So maybe this Braisa is going like the Tanakhama, that day seven can count. Okay, so we defended Reish Lakish, and now we try one more time. Eisvei, the next Braisa. Ein bein tamisha nazar l'nazir tahar shenitma. What's the difference between a tamei person who accepted to be a nazir versus a tahar person who became tamei? Ela tamei shenazar, somebody who was tamei when he became a nazir, shvi'i shelo ole lo l'minyan. His seventh day. Right, he has 7 days of Tahara, of Tumas Meis. That day seven, after he gets sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma, and he goes to the mikvah, so now he's a Tful Yom, and he's only waiting till nightfall, that could count as day one of his Naziris. Because after all, Tosfos says he doesn't have to bring Karbanos the next day. Right, sometimes we have Mechusrei Kapara, which means we have to wait 7 days and bring a Karban, by a Zava, by a Zav. Not only do you wait 7 days, but you also have to bring a Karban on day eight, a Mitzora. Tumas Meis is only 7 days. There's no carbon involved. 7 days of Tara from Misa and sprinkling from day three and day seven. So the Brisa says that a Tumay waits a 7 days. He can count day seven towards his Naziris. V'nazir Tar shenitma ein shvi shelo ololom l'minyan. But a Tar, another Tar that became Tumay, he can't count day seven. Why? Because day eight he has to bring his carbonus. So he's not finished yet. He can't just count day seven towards his next Naziris. That's the Braisa. Important comment to Tosis, but let's just finish the point. And if, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're telling me, Reish Lakish, that it's not chal at all on my olalom and aminyan, so how could day seven count for day one, for the next Naziris? If he's not a Nazir and he's got to redo it, so then how can day seven count automatically for the Naziris? Ask Tosfos, ask the Rosh, what do you mean? Maybe let's make it Ukimta. Maybe he accepted it again. Maybe it's talking about a case of day seven automatically and he accepts it again. Why can't you make that Ukimta? So Tosfos and the Rosh both say, so then that should have been a Nafkamina. The Braisa should have mentioned that as a Nafkamina between a Tamei Shenazar and a Tahar Shenitma is whether you need another Kabbalah. If that's the Ukimta. The fact that you didn't say that, it would sound like it would be automatic. I would just read the middle of Tosfos v'Nazir. V'yesh lomar, he asked him tomar. V'lishni d'hadar v'kibel k'dishani la'el, yotzei v'nichnas. Beforehand we had a new kimta, so why not here too? V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, diim kain havi leila asuye. Ze boy l'me'adar v'lindar, v'ze lo boy l'me'adar v'lindar. This Bryce is telling us the distinctions between the two cases. So that's a major distinction, whether he has to have another Kabbalah. Beforehand, we weren't mentioning the distinctions. We're just saying what the halacha is in a certain case of somebody who was tamei and he made a neder lahazir. But here, it should have said that. The fact that it didn't say that, it must be that it's not true, and the Braisa, therefore, seems to say that there's an automatic Kabbalah, even or an automatic Naziris, even without a Kabbalah. So because of this Braisa, we are going to have to rethink and reformulate the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Because this Braisa seems to be against how we understood Reish Lakish. But before we do that, let's just see the comment back in Tosfos. Tosfos says, in Dibur Maschil Ein, Bain, that what's the reason that a Tamei person can count day seven, as we mentioned, because he doesn't have karbanos to bring the next day. All he is a tful yom. What does that mean? Mashenki, the other person who has to wait till day eight to bring his karbanos. Let's read Tosfos' lashon, an important lashon, in the middle of Tosfos. Lefi she'ein sarach lahavi karban b'ches al tumaso. He doesn't have to bring a karban on day eight. Umiyad kishehiza vishana v'taval. Right when he had the paraduma ashes sprinkled on him, and he went to the mikvah, ra'ui chal lachula lav naziris lalter. He is right to have naziris chal on him. Unehi deboy harev shemesh. And even though you need harev shemesh, you need sunset. Ve'ech yachal lav naziris. Here's the key line, yesh lomar, ditzvul yom kalisha tumasei. A tzvul yom's tumah has been weakened. Ve'lo ma'akev milachon naziris alav. Tful Yom, this is a mitzvah in the Torah, right? Tumas Tful Yom is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a tumah, it has the status of sheni in various areas. It's a mesechta in Shas, mesechas Tful Yom, mesechta in Seder Taras. It's a fascinating topic because it's the only time that you just have to wait and do nothing. You've already gone to the mikvah, you've already done everything you're supposed to do, and now you have to wait till sunset. So what state is one in when they're at Tful Yom? If I have to go to the mikvah, I'm still tame. If I have to wait an extra day, fine. If I still have to do something, get sprinkled. But here at Tful Yom, this is the lashon klisha tumase. His tumah has been weakened, and therefore, even though he's waiting, like the first daf in Shas talks about Tful Yom. But even though he's waiting, still, it is weak enough for Naziris to be chal. Whenever this comes up, we like to mention the Chiddush of the Eglei Tal, in the name of his father. The Sachet Shaver quotes his father in the Hakdama. The Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, we know the Eglei Tal is his sefer on Hilcha Shabbos. He only gets through the Sidur de Pas in Eglei Tal. He writes in the Hakdama that he wrote this when he was older and he was too sick to give shir, and he still wanted to connect to Talmidim. So what did he do? He wrote the Eglei Tal, and he has the first set of malachas, the Sidur de Pas here in the Eglei Tal. He finishes it up in the Avnei Nezer, in his Shuvas. He finishes the other malachas. But the first ones are the Eglei Tal. He has Lamdis, he has everything here. So in the Hakdama, he writes, he's writing this in order to continue to be Marbitz Torah, and that's what we've quoted. The more famous part of the Hakdama is where he talks about the highest level of learning is when you enjoy it, and people who say that, you know, you have to learn L'Shem Shemayim without enjoying it at all, that's a ta'us mefursam, that is a very big mistake. It doesn't go into your blood, into your bones when you learn without Hana. So that's the more well-known part. But in the last paragraph he says, Ra'isi l'kayim ben yechabedav. I want to quote you something from my father, because a little kibbut av in the beginning of my sefer. The first Mishnah in Shas, famous Ikar Neshmah V'Arv, is Bishon Shachonim V'Chaz, V'Lechot Shumasan. When should people say Kriya Shema? When Kohanim go to eat Truma, right? When a Kohen is tummy, he's going to eat Truma, so he can eat Truma at night after he was at Tful Yom, says the father of the Eglei Tal. Why does the beginning of Shas have to tell us that there is a connection between Kriya Shema and Tful Yom? What is the Mahuti connection? Okay, that's true. But the Mishnah could have also just said Shkia or Tseis, whatever the case is. So why does it have to tell me? What's the connection between Kriya Shema and Harav Shemesh and Tful Yom? So says the Eglei Tal, beautiful. What's the message of Tful Yom? You've already gone to the mikvah. You should be Tor, as Tosas here says, Klisha Tumasa. But you know what? You have to wait till Shkia. Me'acher shahaya tame ba'oso yom, nishar bo roshem tuma kol hayom. Since you were tame today, there's a shemet, there's a stain on my spiritual state. You're right, I've done everything I can and I've weakened it, but it's still a little dirty. It's like when you clean something and you still could see a little what the stain was. U'baharev shemesh, sheba yom acher, shalohaya bo tuma, nistale gam harashima. But once I have Harif Shemesh, I've done everything I've been able to do. And the day is different, so then even the mark is removed. Ubasher hu betumah, it says the Eglei Tal, if it applies to tumah, as we just said, klisha tumah, but it's still there until the end of the day. If it applies to tumah, kein u l'umaso b'kedusha. So too in Ruchnius, in Kedusha. Sheh kishim mekabel alav omachos shamayim shachris. If I say Kriya Shema, if I'm a Kabbalah Machla Shemaim in the morning, even the whole day I'm not thinking about it. I'm involved in so many other things during the day, but if I said it in the morning, I have the Roshem. Nishar bo Roshem, Kabbalah Machla Shemaim kol hayom. If the effect is on me the whole day. And that's why he says you don't need Shema at Mincha, twice a day. But once there's a new day, once the day finishes, oh man, there's no more mark left. Nothing left. So I gotta say Kriya Shema again. I gotta have another Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Ube'erev Sheba Yom Acher Nistalik Gam HaRashim Avzoch LeKabbalah Malchus Shemayim Mechadash. Ah, you're gonna ask me. He doesn't mention this. So what do you mean? You said it at night. Okay, but you slept in the middle. So you still need another Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. L'chein e'ina tatzarich lomar Kriya Shema b'mincha. Ata ani mispalem, and that's the end of his Hakdama. The Sefer Shaver. So anyway, that is the connection between Tful Yom and Kriya Shema, as the first daf in Shas mentions, and it's related to our Tosfos here, the comment. Why is it that a Nazir, a Tamei, Shenazar, could start counting the new Naziris on day 7? Because his Tum is already weakened. It's already weak. Even if there's a little stain, it's good enough to be able to start the new Naziris. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara rejects the original understanding of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. After all, how can you say there's no Malkus? There's no, it says here in this Brisa that it is automatically Olam and Aminyan on day 7. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Meichal Kuliam Lo Pligat Dechayla. You're right. It is Chal. Even Reish Lakish agrees. If somebody's Bekabel Naziris in a cemetery for certain halachos, it is Chal. He is a Nazir already. Ela ki pligi lemilki. The machlokes is, what about Malkus? Tosfos says, what about Malkus? What about Malkus? If you look in the Tosfos Hagah, Tosfos explains the different svaras. Let's just read the Gemara and then we'll read Tosfos. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Sav Akiva Dechayla Laki. Rabbi Yochanan says, since it's Chal partially, so you get Malkus for that. Reish Lakish Savar Lo Laki Vechayle. No, even though it's Chal, you don't get Malkus. What's the Machlokas about? Let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos says on the fourth white medium line, V'hua dinami demoder ish rimen lakish, delaki toch yimei tumaso ashtia v'atiglachas. Everybody agrees you're going to get Malkus. If that Nazir in the cemetery drinks wine or cuts his hair, he's going to get Malkus for that. L'kuli alma. The Machlokas is, what about on Tuma? V'chi pligi l'milki pirish atuma l'chud, im hisru bo atuma. If he was war for Tumah, he's sitting in the cemetery. He's Tame now. What if he doesn't come out of the cemetery? What if he goes out and becomes Tame again? Rabbi Yochanan Savar Kivan Dechayla Naziris L'Shar Mili Ashtias Yain V'Atik Lachas. Since the Naziris was Chal regarding the other parts, Chayli Nami Atuma Im Hisru Balatzeis V'Lo Yatsa. So too, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a package deal. Since I'm going to get Malkus for the other two Isurim, so I'm going to get Malkus for this one. If I was warned and I didn't listen. Derachmana lo mi'ate ela mi'karban l'chudei. What does the Mishnah say? You don't bring a karban tumma. You don't bring a karban tumma, but you're going to get Malkus for tumma. That's what Rabbi Yochanan understands, the pasuk. Meaning, everybody agrees that you're going to get Malkus for tiglachas and for yayin. Everybody agrees you're not going to bring a karban for your tumma. Machlokes is, what about Malkus for Tumah? Does that go along with the other Isurim of Malkus, or does that go along with the other elements of Tumah? Does it go with the Karban, or does it go with the other elements of Naziris? That's the Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, as we just read, says it goes along with the other elements of Naziris. If you're going to get Malkus for hair, you're going to get Malkus for wine, you're going to get Malkus for Tumah. Reish Lakish says, no, it goes with the other parts of Tumah. You're not going to bring a Karban for the Tumah, you're not going to get Malkus for the Tumah. That's what how the machlokas is. For Shimon and Lakish Savar, Avagav the Chayla Lashar Mili, Layayin Villa Tiglachas, Lo Laki Atuma. You're still not going to get Malkus for the Tuma first wide line. De Kivan de Mi Ate Rachmana Mi Karban Tuma. Once the Torah excludes it from the Karban Tuma, Mi Ate Mi Kodin Tuma, Afi Malkus is excluded for all. So that's the beautiful understanding. Right, you have this Malkus of Tumah in the middle. What is it more connected to? What influences it more? The world of Tumah or the world of Naziris? Right, that's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Got to learn that Tosfos in order to understand the Gemara. Weiter. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So now that we have a new understanding of Reish Lakish, we ask our kashas again. The Rush points out here. I don't understand. Did Rabbi Yochanan ask the questions on Reish Lakish number 1 or Reish Lakish number 2? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were people. Right? Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish kashas on Ishita. So we're about to ask the same questions that we asked earlier, just modified a little bit, because of the new Reish Lakish. So the Rush says it's the derech of the Gemara to talk this way. Now, because we have a new understanding, it must be that it was the stomach de Gemara that put the words into Rabbi Yochanan's mouth earlier to ask the questions. But now we're saying it must be that these were the questions that he asked on Reish Lakish, because this is the true Shita. If you look in the Rush, it's just a basic methodological line of the Rush, right in the middle on the page. V'hada otzei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish la'el Talmuda hu demosiv. It's just the narrator of the Gemara asking. L'fi masha havesalka daitach de pligi v'kahena rabos batalmud. Many times we have the Gemara putting words into the mouth of one Shita in order to ask on the other Shita. It doesn't mean that it was actually asked. Right? We have this many times. The Gemara will ask from one Shita onto another Shita from people who didn't live at the same time. We'll have a later person. He never saw him. So sometimes we switch the girsa. Sometimes on the side you see the girsa switch because he couldn't have asked him a question. Right? Or you find The Tosfos says, but he never lived. Oh, there must have been two Reb Zeiris. There must have been two Reb Chisdis. Sometimes. But other times, like the Rosh is saying, sometimes it doesn't mean that this person actually asked that person. The Gemara is putting words into what he would have asked him. So, that was earlier. This is what Rabbi Yochanan would have asked him if Reish Lakish had held the earlier Shita. But now that we have a modified, a new Reish Lakish, these are the actual Shitas. Those are three lines in the Rush, but it is an important understanding. So, says the Gemara. Now, Eisir, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Mishan Nazar, Vehuba Beisakfaris. Same questions as we had before, but we're just now asking him on the new Reish Lakish. Remember, the new Reish Lakish who agrees that the Nizirus is Chal, it is Chal, is just that the question is about Malkus on Tumah. Mishnah, so first we ask from our Mishnah. Mishnah, Afilu Hayisham Shloshim Yom, Ein Olin Lo Min Aminyan, even though he's there for 30 days in the cemetery, it doesn't count. The Eino, maybe Karban Tumah. So Karban Tumah, who Delo Maisi, Hamilki Laki Alei. So shouldn't we be medayik that it's a very limited halacha? He doesn't bring the carbon, but he gets malchus. Answer, no. Bedinu delistin aloke. The Mishnah could have also said there's no malchus, meaning the world of tumah has not started for him yet. Not for carbon and not for malchus. Ela mishum de kaboy lamisti seifa. Yatsa v'nichnas ola l'minamin. You know, maybe carbon tumah is just to be parallel to the seifa. Since in the seifa, we know that if he went out, became tahar, and then he went back in, he does bring a carbon. Tana reisha ina maybe carbon tumah. But really, the reisha also excludes malchus. Period. Next, Tashma. Same brisa we learned before. Ein beinab tameh shenazar lenazir tar shenitma. What's the difference between them? Ela shetameh shenazar shvi shela olam and aminyan. Because there's no karban v'nazir shetar shenitma ein shvi olam and aminyan. Right, meaning that's the only difference between them. What's Rabbi Yochanan Medayik? Halam malchus zevezeh shavin. The only difference is whether you can start counting the new Naziris on day 7. Mashma all other halachas, for example, malchus on tumah, it would be the same. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm right. A person who accepted to be a Nazir in a cemetery would get malchus for tumah. Says Reish Lakish, no. Amar leilo l'tiglacha zevezeh shavin. No, maybe it means just for the tiglachas, for the isurim of tiglachas, they're equal. Aval inyan malchus mai zeloka v'zeino loka. But for malchus, there would be a difference, right? The person who was tamei shenazar, you know, does not get malchus. Tar shenitva would. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, listen. So why don't you have that as a difference? Right, just like we said before. Well, you couldn't say that re-accepting it, that's the ukimta in the braisa, because then that would be a nafkamina, and it should be listed here too. If you want to say that Malkus is also a difference, why didn't it list the Isser of Malkus, the Isser of Tumah, and Malkus for it in the Braisa? So the Gemara answers, B'takante kamairi, b'kilkule lo kamairi. The Braisa is not interested in telling you everything, what the halacha is if the person messed up and didn't have Eira. We're just telling you, B'takante kamairi, we're telling you, if he's a person, he accepted Naziris, when can he start as Naziris? Right, the Gemara often says this, that we're not interested in saying the halacha for the avaryanim. Right, you're right. If he did something wrong, you'd have to get malchus, or he wouldn't. That would be a difference. But that's not what the Braisa is interested in doing. Next, Tashma. Next, last try. Misha hayatam even nazar. See the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avelis, Shinayin base. Misha hayatam even nazar. Also, legalech v'lishtos yayin. So, if somebody's tameh and he became a nazir, he's usher to be megaleach and to be shosa yayin. He's usher for all of the halachos. V'im gilach v'shosa yayin. V'nitma lemesim harezeh sovik esar abayim. Says Beferish. The Brisa says Beferish that if somebody becomes a Nazir, a Tami Shah Nazar, so he has to get Malkus, even for Tumas Mei, so it's Yufta. So after changing and modifying Reish Lakish, we end up rejecting him because it's against the Brisa. What happens if a Nazir is in a Beis HaKfaris and he doesn't even realize it's a Beis HaKfaris? You have a Chiyuv to tell him that he's in a cemetery? Pashas, yes. He's in a cemetery. What if the Nazir is in a state where it would be embarrassing? What if he's sleeping? You have to wake him up? So where do we don't have Hilchas Naziris in Shulchan Aruch, but we do have a similar. The Ramah talks about this in Shinayin Beis, in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. Right, the Shiloh. What happens if a Kohen is in a house and he doesn't know that there's a dead body in there, so you have to tell him to go out? Obviously, he's violating. What happens if he's sleeping? You have to wake him up. What happens if he's naked? He's in the shower, right? Could you wait at least till he gets dressed and then tell him that a person died? Or do you have to tell him right away he has to run out naked? Right? Kavod Abrius. So this is the discussion of the Ramah in Shin Ayin Beis. Kohen sheshochev arum, if there's a Kohen who's naked, v'hu ba'ol im hames, v'lo yada, and he does not know that there's a dead body in there, ein lahagid lo. Don't tell him b'favor, says the Ramah. Ella yikru lo stam sheyetze. Can you come here, please? I have to tell you something. Just come out, I have to show you something. Kedesha yalbish atzmo tchila, so that he can get dressed first. That's how you tell him. You tell him to come out. Aval im kfar higidu lo, but what if he knows already? He heard about it. Asur lahamtin at sheyalbish atzmo. Whoa. He's got to run out, grab a towel on the way out. Vidavka im ba'ol ameshu hu tuma daraisa. That's only by Tumah Daraisa you have that Chumrah. Avelam Huba Beis Apraso Eretz Ha'amin, Shi Tumah Durabanan. But if it's Tumah Durabanan, then even if he knows about it, he can get dressed first. Because Kavod Abrius is Docha Deis Durabanan. Yalbish Atzmo Tchila, De Gadol, Kavod Abrius, Kamo, Shidizbar La'el, Simon Shiv Gimel, Linyin Kelayim. Same similar idea earlier. If somebody knows that they're wearing Kelayim, do I have to tell him to take off his shirt in the middle of the market? Right? That's Shatnez. Chilik between Shatnez Daraisa and Shatnez Durabanan. Once he's tummy, but it's every second. I mean, a Kohen, right, that's what they say. If a Kohen's already tummy, so the post get discussed. Let's say a Kohen, his father died. So he's able to go to the cemetery. Once he's there, he wants to go visit the Gdolim. He never gets to go visit the Gdolim's Kfaris, right? So he's allowed to do that, so we are not a fan of that. Right, once he's tummy, we still do say that he has to, you know, remove himself from that state as soon as possible.
In this case here,
He's tummy already, so he needs to get out as fast as possible. That's the halacha. He needs to get out as fast as possible. And the Ramah adds in, Kohen shehu yashin, umesimo ba'oel, tzrichan lakifso, ulahagid lo kadesha yetze. Right, he also quotes that if a Kohen is sleeping, then you have to awake him up. And the Pesachei Tshuva here has fascinating discussions, about various shitas. On the Ramah that says if he already knows he can't rush, but if it's Tumah Daraisa he has to run out. So Dagmar Rebbe argues on that. Can at least get on something. You don't have to rush out right away without anything on. Right? Yochel Hakohen Lishos Achi Yobash Achaluk Abadi Shokayim. Aval Aser Lishos Gam Lulbash Gam Sharbagadim. So there might be a basic level where if he's ready Tameh because of that issue, then he might be able to stay in order to cover himself in a basic way. This is the discussion of Shogeg. Shogeg, Sheval Tasa, right, all of this put together, but this is Shin Ayin Beis in Yaradea. That is this is a very important simon. That's the next sif, that's Sif Aleph. The next sif is what we've spoken about in terms of Kivrei Akum, a non-Jew becoming Tame. What are the 3 days in the Tanoim, in the Rishonim? Is a non-Jew not Metame at all? Is he only Metame Maga, or is it even Metame Ohel? That's the Shulchan Aruch's Yeshli Zohar. Yeshli Zohar from a Kohen even to be Zohar from Tumas Ohel, from Lechadchila. Okay, let's continue. Ba'i Rava. 5 lines to the bottom. Ba'i Rava, Rava asks, the Mefarish says this is within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, which was the accepted sheet, that Reish Lakish was rejected, that a Nazir in a cemetery is going to get Malkus for Tuma, Nazir Behuva Beis Akvaris, Mahu Boi Shehiya Lamalchus Olo. Does he require Shehiya staying there for a few seconds? Meaning, let's say a Nazir is in a cemetery and a person says, you're in a cemetery, get out, you're a Nazir, and he runs out. For sure there's not going to be a problem there because he did whatever he could do. There's not a problem. Our Shaila here is, we know from another area of halacha. We know from being tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if somebody becomes tamei in the Beis HaMikdash? So that he's got to get out. If he doesn't get out the first second, he doesn't run out. Does he get Malkus yet? No. Based on a pasuk, we learn that he only gets Malkus if he stays in the Beis HaMikdash, kitei shehiya. If he stays for a few seconds, enough time to be mishtachaveh, the Gemara Shmuel says enough time to say a specific pasuk that relates to ishtachavaya, but there's a time requirement for Malkus by shehiya of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's based on a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, based on an earlier source. The Shaila, our Gemara is asking is, does that apply to Nazir also, a Nazir in a cemetery? Do we say a Nazir in a cemetery has that requirement, or does he violate even less time? Again, if he runs out right away, he's for sure not going to get malchus. He didn't do anything wrong. He ran out the first second after the hasra. But if he waits a few seconds, but less than shehiyah, which is the requirement by tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, is he going to get malchus for that? That's Rav Shaila. Is that din by the Beis HaMikdash migale on Naziris? We could put this on the list of comparisons between Naziris and Hektish. We've already had already. We spoke about it Tokadei Dibur. We spoke about it Beis Hillel Beis Shammai by She'ela. There's no She'ela by Hektish for Beis Shammai, and there may be Naziris Betatwis. Right, we already have to start compiling the list. See, here's another one. You said it by Beis HaMikdash. What does that have to do with Naziris? The answer is, it might have to do with Naziris. That's Rav Shaila. So, Heichidami, what exactly is the case here that we're talking about? Ilema da amri le lo tinzar. If it's that somebody said, it was before, he's in a cemetery, and somebody says, and he's having a conversation with his friend, and his friend says, you know what, I'm really thinking of becoming a Nazir. So the guy says, don't become a Nazir now. Wait till you get out of the cemetery. Don't become a Nazir now. Is that the case? So then the Gemara says he for sure would not require any delay, because he violates the first second. He was already warned. Lamin le shehiyah. Then for sure you wouldn't need shehiyah. Why? What's that similar to? Nazir tahor, the Bach adds in. Nazir tar my time alo by shehiyah. If a Nazir tahor runs into a cemetery, then he gets malchus the first second if he did it on purpose, because he knew everything beforehand. So this is just like that. Nazir tar my time alo by shehiyah the kabasribe, because he's warned. He's warned. You don't need shehiyah there. So hachanamika masribei. So here too, if he was warned before he became a nazir, nothing to talk about. Then for sure he would be, it would be asur, and he would get malchus right away. So what's the case? What's the case? Ella, turning over, and then we'll come back. Ella kagon shenichnas b'shita tevo migdal. What if he went into the cemetery in a box, in a tower, in something that now he is not tamei? He is not tamei. And he's a Nazir. A Nazir went in this way. So there's nothing wrong with that. And then all of a sudden, his friend came along. His friend came along and broke the Ma'azeva. What's the Ma'azeva? So the R language, Upara Me'alav. What does Me'alav mean? Me'alav Ma'azeva. Broke something, so now he's becomes Tamei. Tosfos says he did this Ba'ones. It wasn't like he told me I was doing it. He was doing it. Somehow now, let's say he ripped off part of the flooring of the box that I was in. Says the Rishash, you have to say it's something on the bottom, not on the top. Because if it's on the top, then he's still Chotzeis Befrei HaTumah. He's not Tameh yet. Unless, says the Rishash, it's very close to the ground. So then it's going to be Tameh through, but then like even without ripping off the top. So the Rishash thinks is that he ripped off something on the bottom here without telling if the Tumah goes through. So that's the case, that's the question of Rava. What about Shehiyah in that case? Ki gemirin Shehiyah, when we learn the halacha of Shehiyah, bebeis HaMikdash, only in, somebody's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, aval avroi lo, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't say that, meaning, outside the Beis HaMikdash, even less than that time. It's still going to be us, or you're going to get Malchus, meaning Nazir is more stringent than the Beis HaMikdash, odil maloshna, or we say, no, there's no difference. No difference. That halach is megala that any time you have a problem of tumah in a certain place, then you are going to need shehiyah. So teku, we do not answer that question. Go back for a minute to the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, discusses a question that we ended off with yesterday. And that is, so the nazir is in the cemetery. And a person says, don't become a nazir. And he becomes a nazir. So what does the Gemara say? At that first second, he's going to get malchus. Lav she'ein bo maisa. How do you get malchus? Right, we know malchus is only based on kisei based on the hekesh dumi de lav dechasima. The malchus for malchus is found by the isser of muzzling. So we say you only get malchus for averis that are similar to the isser of muzzling, not by a lav she'ein bo maisa, not by a lav shebeklalas, not by a lav shenita lasharz bises bezdin, not by a lav shenita klase. Right, all those four. Those are not similar to dumya de chasima, to the isra muzzling. So what's important for us now is you have to have an action. You muzzle the animal, that's the action. So here, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Why would you get malchus? So there's a day in Tosfos and Masechta Shavuos that says, you're right, this Gemara is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, you get malchus even by a lav she'ein bo maisa. Okay? We never like to say that, to limit the Gemara to a shita, especially one that we might not paskin like. So, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos here says, and the question is, what does Tosfos mean, and whether the girsa that we have is correct. On the bottom line, says Tosfos, the lav hai kalav she'ein b'maisa. This lav is not like a lav she'ein b'maisa. B'mashe mekabel nezirus. Why? The lav she'yesh b'maisa hu. B'mashe eno yotze misham kishano der b'nazir. Tosfos says it, but doesn't explain it. No, it's like a lav she'yesh b'maisa. Not leaving is a lav she'yesh b'maisa, says Tosfos. Okay, we thought that maisa means action, and this is an inaction. So what does Tosfos mean here? What does it mean that this is a lav she'yesh b'maisa? Says the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov right here, Simon Hey, he says, v'nira lomar b'dasa Tosfos. He says, it must be that action in halacha is not defined like we define action in reality. Where you have the power to do an action, and you choose not to do it, so that's called an action. If you have a choice to do something, kol hecha shenas is maisa begufa adam. You're doing an action with your body. What's the action that you're doing? Not moving. Right? You can move, that's one action you're choosing, and you cannot move. Hainu, she'im gufo nifala maisa, if there's any time that the something done with the body, v'hu yachol l'salek masha asi begufo, ela shehu rotze bo, kol ki akavna nechsha maisa salo, apa pi shehu mimela. There are maisim de mimela, and there are maisim of action, of physical action. Kagon, ha'omei be'ezem makom, meritzono, misyaches ha'amida l'ha'adam, v'lo nechshav sha'adam mu'amad sham, ela sha'adam Omei Shum. I am standing. I am not being stood there by somebody else in a passive way. I'm choosing to stand here. So that's an action. Says the Stipler, that's what Tosfos seems to be saying. The fact that I am choosing not to, so then that is called an action in Halacha. And then he relates to the issue of, is this the same definition? And you don't have to say it's the same definition. When we have a discussion of kum va'aseh and shei va'altaseh. For example, by the koch of the Rabbanan. Yesh koch b'yad chachavim lakadom min ha-Torah b'shei va'altaseh. So is that the same definition? So here's a quote, Rabbi Chanan has a big discussion of this in Kutras Divrei Sofrim, in the second volume of Kovet Shiurim. But this is the Stipler explaining Tosfos. If you look in the Gvuras Shmonim, haven't mentioned this in a while, it's from Yosef Engel's unbelievable Sefer, where he has 80 answers to the same question. Gvuras Shmonim. The kasha of, if you hold like Rav Papa, I think it is, that the, forgot who which sheet there was. There's the sheet of, right, Rav Yossi. If you hold like the Bailim could be Mefagel, that the owner, this is this kasha that he has 80 answers to, that an owner, not only the Kohen can have Kavana Pigel, but the owner can have Bear Kavana, is in ruin the Karban. How do you ever have an Isha Sota? The woman would always think Pigel of the Karban would never work. She'll never have the May Sota work on her. So that's the kasha. 80 answers to that. But along the way, in that, he has a lot of discussions of other things. So in answer number 67, Samach Zayin, so he discusses our Tosfos. Because this Tosfos, and he assumes it's a Ta'us Sofer. He assumes there's a mistake in the Girsa of Tosfos. And he says, V'hu Ta'us, demuchach, v'tzorach lahafach advarim, v'kein tzorach lios. He said, this is what our Tosfos, how it should read. V'lo havi kalav she'ein b'maisa, it's not a lav she'ein b'maisa, b'meh she'eino yotze misham, kishenoder b'nazir, delav she'yesh b'maisahu, b'mashe mekabel nezirus. Very different understanding, based on the change of his girsa. What did the Stipler say? His not leaving is considered a maisa. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, no, his accepting the nezirus is a maisa. Right, when he accepted the nezirus, forget not going out. He chose to accept nezirus in the Beis HaKfaris after being warned against it. Va'kavana de kabbalas haneziris chashemaisa kibin denas de nazar idea kabbala ukahach similar to meimer chashemaisa just like tmura. This Rav Tmura, in the beginning of the Gemara there, is called a Maisa. Whole ubidibure is avin Maisa. Because there are halachas that kick in based on my words, so to hear, shechal hektesh al yada v'achanami achala alav nezirus, v'kivan deyesh chalos al yidei dibur mechshav Maisa. That is Rav Yosef Engel's very different understanding of this. Another idea might be, another suggestion, which the Rishonim don't make here, is the Magen Mishnah. Where's the Magen Mishnah? So the Maharav, the Ritzal Ranschberg, right on the bottom here. He quotes Tosfos and he says, I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. Nir be'inai, svara hazos rechoka ksas. This svara is very far. What is this? De'ech yechashiv zekamaisa. This isn't a maisa. What are you talking about? So he says, maybe it's like what the Magen Mishnah says. What's the Magen Mishnah? The Magen Mishnah Chaschiris, where the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam. The Isra of muzzling, as we just said. That's the whole source for this whole thing, this whole halacha. What happens if I muzzle by screaming at the animal? I don't put a physical muzzle on the animal. The animal's about to chew something, and I go, I'm the owner, so it's scared of my words, and it doesn't eat because I scream at it. Every time it bends down, I go, The Rambam says you get malchus for that. Says the Magen Mishnah, it's a lav shema maisa. What am I doing? I'm just screaming. Says the Magen Mishnah, if there is a lav that normally is done through a maisa, then it is called a lav sheyesh bo maisa, even in a specific circumstance, it's done without a maisa. So that answers the kasha also. Usually, Tumas Nazir is with a maisa. A Nazir walks into a cemetery. A Nazir, whatever it is, usually he touches something. So that's another answer to the kasha. So you have the Stipler's understanding of Tosfos, we have the Rebbe Yosef Engel's understanding of Tosfos, and we have the Magen Mishnah with which the Rebbe Zal Rochberg brings in to answer that kasha. Weiter, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line. Boy Ravashi. Next question. Nazar v'hube v'sakvaris. What happens in this case, again, he's a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaris, ton giluach olo. Does he need giluach? What does giluach mean? Usually a Nazir gets a haircut after his days of Tumah are over. So here, when he becomes Tahar, does he have to get a haircut? We've already said that he does not bring a karbon. That's, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. But what about the haircut? So, ton giluach olo. Ki boy tiglachas Tahar shenitma. Do we say that when a person needs a haircut, a tar nazir that became tame, to come with tame the nazirusay, he was metame is nazirus. Aval tame shenazir lo, but if a tame, a person that became a nazir does not, he doesn't bring his karbanis, and he doesn't get a haircut. Odil maloshna, or not, that's the shayla. Again, he definitely, we've said already now, he definitely is going to get malchus, he's definitely not going to bring a karban. What about the chiyuv, the obligation of cutting his hair at the end of his days of tumah? Does that apply here or not? And that's the shayla. So tashma, let's try to prove it again from our Mishnah. Misha nazar v'beisak varis aviloi shav shloshim yom in olam en aminyan. If he's nazar and in a cemetery, even if he's there for a month, it doesn't count towards his days. The eino maybe carbon tumah. And as the Mishnah said, he does not bring a carbon tumah. We've tried three times already. What's the correct diuk from our Mishnah? Carbon tumah hudalo maisi. So here we're saying maybe he does not bring a carbon for his tumah, avol giluche boy, but he needs a haircut. Only carbon is excluded, but he gets the haircut. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Ma tam ka'amar. The Mishnah is explaining. Ma tam eino maybe carbon tumah, mishum dalo boy giluche. It's understood. He doesn't bring a carbon tumah because he doesn't get a haircut, meaning they go together. Look at the important lines of Tosfos. Tosfos in ma tam ka'amar. Klomar, kiva ditznan eino mevi. Once you bring, say the words, that you don't bring a karbon, memelo yadinan de eino megaleach. I know, you don't get a haircut. Why? Tosa says, deha beha talya. Because they're connected to each other, to apsukim krovim zelazeh. The haircut for a nazir tameh, and the karbonos for a nazir tameh, they go together. So once the Mishnah says, this person, this Nazir, who is Tameh, Shenazar, does not bring a karbon, so he doesn't get a haircut either. Tosfos says, Ha Beha Talia. Period. Tashma, next try. Same Bryce that we quoted twice already. Ein Beit Tameh Shenazar LaNazir Tar, Shenitma Ela Tameh Shenazar, Shvi Shalom Olam Aminyan. Tameh Shenazar, he could count his seventh day, day one, V'Nazir Tar Shenitma, Ein Shvi Shalom Olam Aminyan. Same Bryce as we've had already. So my lavs, we're going to try to be medayik now. That's the only difference. My lav Hala Tiglacha Zev Ezeh Shavin. Maybe regarding the Tiglachas, they're equal, meaning this Nazir that was Tameh, you know, first, she has to get a haircut. It was shavin low. Hala malchus evitz a shavin. No, like we said before, regarding malchus, they're equal. Aval tiglachas my zemagalev zeinam galach list day. I regarding tiglachas, if there's a difference and he doesn't have to get a haircut, so why don't you list that in the Tosefta? Tanashvi shalav chomili. No, when he says day seven, he has nothing to do on day seven. That's including he doesn't have to bring a karbon on day eight, and he doesn't have to get a haircut, as we just said. They go together. Once you say no karbon, then you also say, no haircut. Period. Okay, let's at least start the next issue, and then we will, continue with it tomorrow. Tashma. So now we're bringing in something that we haven't really touched on yet, and that is what happens if a Nazir gets Tsara'as. A Nazir gets Tsara'as. So the halacha is, as we'll see in depth later on, Bez Hashem, that those days when he is what's called a Mitzora Mukhlat, he is a Vadai Mitzora, those days cannot count for his Naziris. Can't count. But they don't ruin his Naziris. He doesn't have to start again. But they don't count for his Naziris. That's by Mitzora Mukhla. We know there's two types of Mitzora. A Musgar, where he is put away by the Kohen, goes down, I'm going to come back in a week to decide whether you're going to be Tahar or Mukhlat. Or a Mukhlat, which is a Vadai, with different halachas, as the Mishnah in Megillah discusses the differences between them. So, says the Brisa, Ein li ela yemei tum'aso, she'ein olam lo min aminyan. I only know that his days of tuma do not count. When a Nazir becomes tamei, I know those days don't count for him. Yemei chaluto minai, and how do I know that the days that he is a mitzora vadai, also those days do not count. So if it didn't, and we know it's a limud. Uma yemei tum'aso, migalechu maybe karban. When he's tame, he has to get a haircut at the end of his days of tuma, and he has to bring a karban. Af yemei chaluto, so do when he's a mitzora, migalechu maybe karban. He gets to cut his hair and brings a karban. Uma yemei tum'aso ain ol lo ben aminyan. So we have a binyan of, and so it's like yemei tum'aso when he's tame, real tumas base that doesn't count. Af yemei chaluto ain ol lo ben aminyan. So too his days of being a mitzora should not count. That's the Brisa. So the Gemara says, "Lo, maybe not." Maybe you can't compare. His days of tuma don't count. Why? Because they ruin. They break his earlier days. So it makes sense that they don't count. Lefichach ein olam lo min aminyan. So it makes sense that they don't count. Tomar b'yemei chaluto she'ein mevatel etzakon min. Unlike the days of his saras, you're right. That you're trying to figure out if they count or not. Well, they don't ruin his earlier days, so maybe they should count. Maybe they should count. You know what? There's a lot to talk about, but let's just finish the brisa today, and then Bezrum will talk about it tomorrow. V'amart, let's finish the brisa, which is the point here. Amarta uma nazir bekever. What about a nazir who becomes a nazir in a cemetery? Shesa'aro ra'ui l'tiglachas. His hair is ra'ui to be shorn, right? To be cut. Whatever that means, we don't know yet. Ain't olam lo min aminyan. A nazir in a cemetery, those days don't count, as our Mishnah said. Yemei chaluto, she'ein roi l'tiglachas l'kol shekein. The days of his saras, which the hair is not roi for tiglachas, why? Because he's going to have to cut it for his saras, not for his naziris. L'kol shekein, she'ein olam lo min aminyan. Surely those days. So it's a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer from nazir bekever. So now we're medayeg. What does it mean when the Brisa said that a nazir in a cemetery has hair that's roi for tiglachas? So my lav tiglachas tuma, doesn't that mean for his tiglachas of tuma? And it's a raya to our question that a nazir in a cemetery has to get a haircut when he becomes tahar. So lo tiglachas tahara. No, maybe that's talking about it's roi for his tiglachas eventually when he becomes tahar and he counts the regular naziris at the end of the naziris, he has to get a haircut. And Al-Khanami Mistavra, and it makes sense that this is what it's referring to. Di-Sagadaydach Tiglachas Tumah. Because if it's referring to Tiglachas Tumah, Yimei Chaluto Mi Lo Boy Tiglachas. If it's referring to Tiglachas Tumah, what do you mean? The Mitzora also has hair, he's going to get a haircut. He's also going to get a haircut. So what does it mean? Ein Roy Le Tiglachas. So the Gemara says, no, you can't compare Tiglachas Tumah to Tiglachas of a Mitzora. Lo, Tiglachas, the Nazir is shiny. Sunny. At least here, within the world of Naziris, we could be talking about Tiglachas Tumah, Tiglachas Tara. Mashenkein, Ein Oroi L'Tiglachas means Ein Oroi L'Tiglachas of Naziris. But he's going to have to cut his hair for Tzaras. So the Gemara ends up saying it's not a Raya from the Lashon, but it does reject the Raya that it could be talking about Tiglachas Tara, not Tiglachas Tumah. Again, there's a lot to talk about in terms of how many mitzvahs you count in the Tiglachas. We'll talk about it. Mitzara really cuts his hair twice. And we'll see which one is counted as a mitzvah, separate mitzvah or not, that Baruch Hashem will be discussed at the beginning of tomorrow's year. Okay, we'll stop here. By the way, the Divrei Hisoros that I gave before Slichus is online. Anybody wants to listen, it's under holidays, I think, on the OU website. Some Divrei Hisoros that was given before Slichus. Okay, we'll stop here.